Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Round Top visiting with my neighbor and friend J.D. Eisman, currently the general manager of the new cafe Fellow, located on Main Street in Hunter and part of the hospitality group that owns Scribner's. J.D. is my go-to for inside intel about what's happening around restaurants, food, farms, and pop-up dinners. So, J.D., first of all, how did you end up in Round Top?
I was living in Los Angeles pursuing a career in film, and the city started wearing on me. So I started thinking about Round Top, which was a place I've been coming to since I was a kid. My great-grandparents bought this piece of land in the 60s, and then my grandfather developed it through the 80s and 90s. So as a kid, I would come up on weekends and spend the summers with him, and he had these vegetable gardens, and it was always so beautiful. So I had a break in my work schedule, like a hiatus on this film that we were shooting, and I just came here for a few months to kind of chill and work on some writing, and rediscovered the area as an adult through fresh eyes. I didn't realize so much was happening here. So I go back to LA, and I just keep thinking about Round Top, have another break in my work schedule, so I go to Costa Rica for a month, and I have this this kind of insane experience where I get lost in a jungle for an afternoon. I was hiking to go volunteer on this farm in the middle of the rainforest, and after nearly escaping with my life, I end up on this beach and I'm watching this crab come out of the sand, and everything changed in that moment. And when I got back to New York, I said, I don't think I can go back to LA. So I just moved up here and started squatting in this house that my grandparents had built. And conveniently, like a month later, I get a call from my dad saying that the land is for sale. So it all kind of just lined up in this crazy way. And I've been here since 2013.
Well, we're so glad you're here in Round Top. And now at Fellow, you're really entrenched in, I think, what's happening around the region in terms of food culture. How did you become engaged in restaurants?
So I just mentioned looking into working on this farm in Costa Rica, which was a tip from a friend. Something I'd been interested in, I'd been thinking a lot about ecology. Ella's kind of puts that into focus when the city's on fire and there's barely any water to drink. And when I got here, I said, let me look into farming a bit more. So I ended up working on this flower farm over in Ghent for a summer. Shout out to Kate and Marilyn at Cedar Farm. It was hard work, but I really enjoyed it. And being outside and, you know, starting at 7 and being done at 2. So I found this organic vegetable farm over in Greenville, Foxtail Community Farm, run by Eric and Rachel DeLong and their children. And I worked on that farm for 2 summers. And in the meantime, sort of as a side hustle, I started cooking, which is something I'd always done my whole life, but never professionally. So I start doing these dinners at the farm and at Magpie Bookshop in Catskill, and some momentum starts growing, so I try to grow this business. And in the meantime, I say, let me get a job working in a kitchen. So I applied at Scribner's, and I was the breakfast cook there for about a year.
So from working inside the kitchen at Scribner's, how did you end up at Fellow? And can you tell us about what Fellow is?
After working in the kitchen for a year, and the catering company never really took off, but it was like a good intro to cooking for people and hospitality in general, running these dinners. So I decided to pivot to front of house and started managing the daytime services at the lodge. And when the opportunity came around to throw my name in the hat for fellow, I did. And in December, we opened our doors.
Can you talk about the physical space of Fellow?
Fellow is in what used to be the building for the International Order of the Odd Fellows, right on Main Street, tucked between a church, a synagogue, and the Masonic building. So that little stretch has quite a bit of history for the town, and it's kind of cool hearing these stories from these old timers who come in and see the renovations. And, you know, when I was 5, I used to throw kindling in that wood burning stove in the corner. And I think we've kept a lot of what makes the building special, the architectural interior and the facade from the outside. And even the name is like a nod to its past and its history.
And what do you serve at Fellow?
Fellow's a daytime cafe, so we serve breakfast all day. We have a strong coffee program. Our partner is Peaks Coffee out of Syracuse. They're a fantastic company. They are very involved in mental health awareness. We serve lunch, so sandwiches on homemade focaccia, nice salads with local vegetables, and a full bakery. So we bake all of our own breads and pastries and baked goods every day.
Since I'm always asking you about where to go, where to eat, what to check out, from restaurants to farms, what are some of your local recommendations?
My favorite localish restaurant is Gaskin's in Germantown. Every time I go, the food and the hospitality is very on point, and it's maybe the most welcoming dining room around. I also just went this morning to Cafe Mutton in Hudson. Very impressed with what they're doing.
And you've also hosted and attended many pop-up food events over the last couple years that you've told us about. Do you want to talk about some of the pop-up dinners that you've been to or that you've been a part of?
I have been doing these pop-up dinners with my buddy Bruce Bryant. He is a chef from Detroit, living in the Catskills.
How'd you meet him?
Bruce was cooking at Scribner's. And we just hit it off. And Bruce has started doing these dinners based on some other dinners that he was doing in Detroit and Atlanta. We'll be doing a pop-up this Tuesday at Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Should also note that evening, our buddy Zach is doing a fundraiser at Crossroads around the corner, raising money for suicide prevention. An issue that's hit all of us in different ways, so we're all contributing a proceed of our pop-up to Zach's cause for the night.
What are you gonna cook?
We're doing fried chicken sandwiches, ramen. Bruce was R&Ding this incredible little fried fritter with like a coconut sauce the other night. Yeah, should be dope.
Oh, that sounds so delicious.
Over at Scribner's on Monday night too, we're doing a pop-up with a chef named Lee, who worked with some friends of mine down in the city at Marlowe & Sons. Lee will be doing his signature pop-up event called Hell Chicken.
So since I'm always asking you for recommendations around the area, why don't we do a quick list? So okay. Favorite coffee place?
Well, outside of Fellow, I will say Heartland on Hudson in Leeds.
Favorite place to get a burger?
Buns in Saugerties. Actually just like a great roadside burger joint.
Favorite local brewery?
Subversive in Catskill, a great place to hang out after work. And the sourdough pizza from Golden Bee Farms is also worth making the trek over to Catskill for.
Any other favorite pizza places?
Going back to Saugerties on this one, Slices, ride or die.
What about places that are set in beautiful locations?
Oh, wow. Yeah, Westkill Brewery. Brought my stepdad there on Thanksgiving, and he called it one of his favorite days of 2020, which...
Oh, that is so nice. Yeah, their site is absolutely spectacular. Going down that dirt road and finding that view, it's like nothing else.
Yeah, and it changes with the seasons.
Favorite place for ice cream?
Alleyway in Saugerties.
I love where they're located, literally on a little alley
in
Saugerties.
Yeah, the name doesn't lie.
It's really cute. The ice cream scoops are gigantic and the most delicious ice cream cones.
I also mentioned Fortunes in Tivoli. They just got a nice little write-up in Food and Wine is the best new ice cream maker in New York State.
Favorite wine shop?
Elevated up in Hunter as well. Our good friends, Kaylee and Mark.
Yeah, not too far from Fellow.
No, just down the road. So we see each other quite a bit. Mark comes in for his coffee, and sometimes I swing by the shop for a little afternoon tasting with Kaylee.
So outside food and drink, what are some of your other favorite spots or new discoveries here in the Catskills and Hudson Valley?
This new discovery, this morning I just went over to Chatham and walked around the property or campus of PS21, which is a new performing arts space. There's a beautiful amphitheater and some other ancillary areas where performance can take place, and then some site-specific installations and incredible hiking trails. Someone came out of the amphitheater and said hi to my dog, and then recommended that I take this other path behind the amphitheater up to this hill, and it was one of the most stunning views of the Catskills that I've seen in a long time, and I wouldn't have found it without her suggestion. So if you're listening, thank you.
How did you find that place in the first place? This is new to me.
I would think through you, but I guess not.
Really? Wow.
Oh,
well,
you know why? You know why? Because Soundscape, which is a festival that happens in Hudson every year in September, usually takes place at Basilica. It's an old renovated factory down by the waterfront. And they're moving it this year to PS21. So maybe that's how I found out about it.
And then speaking of music and performance, I know you're very tapped into what's happening on the music scene around here. Tell us about some of your favorite spots for music.
Sure. Happy to see Avalon Lounge in Catskill reopening its doors soon. They have a good program coming up. And here in Round Top, I go to Glen Falls House a lot. They have DJs by the pool. And lastly, I just got tickets for this festival down in Accord at Arrowwood Farm in September called Woodsist Festival. And this lineup is quite a dream. Has a nice eclectic lineup. Yola Tango, Kevin Morby, Kurt Vile, Cassandra Jenkins.
Ooh, I have to get tickets for that.
Might be sold out.
Well, thanks for sharing some of your favorite spots around the Catskills and Hudson Valley. You can find JD's archive of his own radio show called The Spell on the Wave Farm website.
Yeah, thanks for coming over.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at roundtoprecommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.